What is up, bitchies? So, hi, it's Christina, and I am recording this in current day on the day that this podcast episode is going up. But here's the deal. I recorded this episode like weeks ago, but I didn't upload it because I didn't have time to edit it and just life got really crazy. And so finally, I have gotten around to editing it and getting it out for you guys because I really just want to get it out and get a new episode up, you know? So my apologies that you're going to listen to this and a lot of what I'm saying is like kind of outdated now. Like the stuff that I talk about for social media shit is like pretty outdated and kind of irrelevant now. And then also in this, I talk about the bitchy shoot, which already happened. But I was talking about like prepping for it and stuff. I mean, you guys still listen to that and you'll get the gist. Anyways, though, just wanted to pop in, inform you guys of that this episode was recorded a few weeks ago. But I still hope that you enjoy the episode. And I'm gonna shut up and just play the episode. So enjoy it. You don't know how their day is. You want to be the one person that makes their day. Don't be a shitty person making their life hard and making their job hard. Like, it takes nothing and it costs nothing to be a decent man. Bitchies, and welcome back to the Really Bitchy Podcast with your favorite bitchy host, Christina Harris. And guys, let's just get right into my Really Bitchy recap because what a fucking week it has been, as it always is. And before we even start the recap, I want to give a shout out to Corey from Twitter for the sole purpose that she tweeted me on Twitter moments before recording this episode. And she asked me to mention her in this episode for literally no reason whatsoever. So shout out to Corey for tweeting me that. So we love that. She literally just tweeted me. It was like, hi, could you mention me? And I was like, fucking deal. Bet. All right. So anyways, now back to the recap. So sorry for the episode delay, guys. Oh my gosh, was I running around like a crazy woman the other week because my cousin got married last week. Okay. She got married. Shout out to her. We love that. And I was in the bridal party. I was a bridesmaid and I had to go from New York City back to Long Island and do a bunch of wedding stuff. And it was just crazy spending time with the family, doing wedding things. It was just like, wow, a lot. But overall, like, I went back, I picked up my dress, I went to the rehearsal dinner where we went to the church, we rehearsed everything, and then we went to dinner and it was great, got really wine drunk. And then the wedding day came, and actually I uploaded a YouTube vlog of this whole of the past week where the wedding was going on and stuff. And I explained in that because of Corona, because of COVID, my cousin's wedding was like a little shifted. So basically she was supposed to have like the marriage ceremony, you know, at the church, followed by the party directly after, as most weddings go. But because of COVID, what we ended up doing was we had the church ceremony. And then after the church ceremony, instead of a party, only a select few people from my family went out to celebrate dinner. And we ended up doing that. And then the party got moved to, I believe, April of 2021. So there was no actual like wedding party, but you know what? That's totally fine because it keeps everybody safe and sound. And you know what? Honestly, for me, I thought that was incredible because I had to be up at 6 a.m. to go to my cousin's, be there for 7 a.m. on the day of the wedding. And if I had to literally party my ass off from 7 a.m. all the way till 2 a.m., I would have like passed out. So honestly, I'm like, maybe it's good that the church and the, you know, the wedding party is on different days. I don't know. But long story short, congrats to the beautiful couple, my cousin Samantha and her wonderful was fiance, now husband, Devin. He's such a sweetie. Love him. Love my cousin. Congrats to them. They're wonderful. And if you guys want to see the inside scoop of the wedding, then you guys could go over to my YouTube channel. Like I said, I just uploaded a weekly vlog of that whole week when I was going from the city to Long Island and then all the wedding festivities. So go check it out. But that would be my really bitchy recap. And do we have a guest for today? Of course we don't. So we don't have a guest for this week. But next week, I do have two all-awaited guests, which is really awesome, coming onto the show. Hint, I live with one of them. For this week, it's just me, baby, of course. So what are we talking about today? Okay, guys, so the one thing that I was like, oh my gosh, I am going to talk to you guys about the new bitchy apparel video and photo shoot and collection this week, because oh my God, it's been stressing me out, okay? So when this, you know, when I'm recording this episode, it is prior to the bitchy shoot. But when this episode goes up, it will be after the shoot. I'm recording this on the Wednesday before the shoot. The shoot is on Saturday. This episode is going up Monday morning. So, oh my God. So currently, I've been going crazy trying. Ooh, oh my God. Sorry, I just yawned. Oh my God, another one. Okay, sorry about that. So like I said, while I'm recording this, I'm basically in like prep mode for this photo-video shoot. I'm so excited for it, but oh my God, it has been stressing me out because I have so much to do. And not only do I have so many things to do for bitchy apparel, but just in general, I have so much other work I need to do and I need to complete like this week, because next week, my entire week is going to be focused on this new bitchy launch. So yeah, oh my God, I'm gonna sound so gross, guys, but I'm getting like, you know when you just like collect a bunch of spit in your mouth because you're talking so much? I've been trying to get it away by chugging water, but I think I just need to spit. I need to spit my saliva out. I know it's gross, but give me a minute. All right, I'm back. I just went to the bathroom to go spit that out. I feel much better now. That was like gross, but you know what? Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. Let's continue on talking about the bitchy shoot. So like I was saying, there's so much prep that goes into this shit. Like, this shoot is going to be one of the biggest shoots I've done for Bitchy. All the other shoots in the past have been me and only me. And now for this shoot, I have some friends I'm bringing along. Some of my really, really good city friends are going to be in it. And I'm so excited because a Bitchy photo shoot with my best friends. Like, that's incredible. So, oh my God, what even went into all this prep? Holy shit. So basically, oh my God, first of all, the people had to get all my friends together, make sure they could all do the day that I needed, because doing this shoot was like, it had to be timed so perfectly. Because so the new collection, if you guys are listening to this, it comes out this week. Okay, so the new collection is launching on October 30th. And here's the deal. I'm supposed to get all the items in for everybody that's in the shoot on October 23rd, which it'll be, like I said, it'll be past the 23rd when this goes up. But the items come in on the 23rd, and two of my absolute best friends who live in the city, Hannah and Email, and shout out to them, absolutely love them. They are actually moving back to California. They're from California, and they're moving back to California for a few months on October 25th. And I really wanted them to be in the shoot. And the merch comes on the 23rd. So I'm like, okay, so October 24th is my only day I could do this if I want to include them in it and also have the merch in time. So I had to plan it out so precisely. So I had to get the people. I had to get the products. I had to send over like a huge list over to like my manager to be like, hey, these are the things I need for the shoot. And then I had to go hunting for a studio space. And that was like crazy because I looked at like 5 different places in Manhattan. I looked at like one place in Long Island City, and I was supposed to go look at more spaces in Brooklyn, but I ended up just like really falling in love with one of the Manhattan spaces downtown, like in Battery Park, that I was like, this just has to be it. Of course, out of all the spaces, it was the most expensive, like F me, I guess. But I was like, you know what? Like, I just like, I need to do it. Like, it's so beautiful, guys. It's so pretty. It has like a skylight. It has a psych, which is basically like the wall that like kind of like curves, and it's all white and everything, which is what I need. The lighting is beautiful. It has a nice open space so everybody could kind of just chill. And I'm just like, oh my God, it was wonderful. And I fell in love with it the second I saw it. And when I was looking at all the other spaces in Manhattan and the space I went to go see in Long Island City, I was just like, I was like, I know it's going to be the Battery Park one. Like, I just need to go and book it. It's the most expensive of all the places, of fucking course. But who cares? It's for a bitchy shoot. It's going to be so worth it in the end. And this is going to be incredible. So I booked it and I got my space. But space hunting was not a fun thing. But luckily, one of my really good friends came along for the ride with me because I did not want to go alone to these spaces. I need second opinions on things. And plus, you never know who you're going to meet. And you're, you know, a lot of spaces tend to be a little sus sometimes. Like the buildings, what I've realized with all my bitchy shoots I've done or shoots in the past for anything is that sometimes the studios are so nice, but the buildings that you're going into in order to get to the studio are a little sketch. So I brought my friends with me so they could come and see. And yeah, so it worked out really great. And then the next thing is I got to get props, which honestly, there's not too many things that I needed to get. I needed to get like a black chair. I need to make sure I have my tripod, lighting equipment, obviously all the bitchy stuff, like all the props, just need to get all that shit together. Hire a photographer, which if you guys have kept up on the Bitchy Apparel page for a while, you guys know that my ultimate bitchy photographer is Miss Allie. I love her outfits, pits. Go check her out. Yeah, Allie is my knight in shining armor. She's been shooting all of my bitchy content since Bitchy was released, or even since before. She literally shot the photos for the first ever launch. So she's incredible, and she's doing this shoot for me again, and I love her to death, and she's actually going to be in it also. I wanted her to model it, so not only is she taking the photos, but we're going to do a little switcheroo at some point, and I'm going to take the photos of her, and she's going to be in it rocking some bitchy, so I'm so hype about that because she has been on the bitchy journey since day one, which is incredible. So we got that. So what I say, the people, products, find a space, get props, hire a photographer. Oh, I had to plan the time slots because of like the people that are going to be in the shoot. I need to make sure that each of my friends have at least 10 to 15 minutes to do individual shots before we go into doing any like cute fun things with like, you know, two, three of us at a time, whatever. So I had to like plan it out so accordingly, because we have the space 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., but everyone that's going to be in the shoot is coming at 11 a.m. So starting at 11 a.m., everybody has like 15-minute time slots to get their photos done so we could get everybody out of the way. So it's just, oh my God, it's about to be literally insane. So I had to plan out timing, make sure everything runs really smoothly. I had to make sure I get catering because it's going to be a very long day. So providing lunch for everybody, and shout the fuck out to Gregory's Coffee, yo, because Gregory himself, my fucking guy, is hooking it up for this shoot. He's providing all the coffee, all the drinks, all the pastries for this shoot. So, oh my God. Literally, thank you so much, Gregory's Coffee and Gregory himself. They are literally the best. I hit Greg up and I was like, yo, I'm doing this shit for Bitchy. I would love to have some Gregs there. Like, let me know if we could set something up. I could do some promo for you guys. Like, whatever you want me to do. And he was like, oh my God, we're absolutely down. And we set the entire thing up. So, oh, such a lifesaver. Shout out Gregory's. Mwah. You guys know it's like my favorite coffee in all of New York City. But anyways, and then the last thing I kind of had to do was plan the actual outfits out. So not everybody's wearing the same thing. Obviously, some people are going to be wearing the t-shirt, some people the hoodie, some people the crew neck. So it's kind of mix and match and everything. So yeah, that's like everything I had to do. And I still have some things I need to figure out. I don't even know what because my head is spinning. I got to look and see what I gotta do, but yeah, that's that. Like I said, it's gonna be released on October 30th, so this upcoming Friday is official launch of the new collection. So far, when I'm recording this, I think it's gonna be called the Rock and Roll Capsule. I'm not 100% sure, or the Rock On Capsule, because it is the rock and roll hand that is tattooed on me. So I was like, okay, it needs to be something with rock. So I don't know exactly what I'm calling it, but as of now, I've been calling it the Rock and Roll Capsule because I think that's super cute. So yeah, and you guys will start to see teasers of the items this upcoming week. And if you guys are a part of BBO, Bad Bitches Only, then you probably already saw the items. I did some teasers on BBO of the upcoming items. I did like a whole video and whatever. So Some of you guys might know what they look like. Some of you guys might not. But either way, expect the teasers to come very soon. I'm so fucking excited for this launch. Like, we're getting out of doing only, you know, the bitchy logo across the shirt and going into more designs now. And it's starting with this rock and roll hand. It's a mix of rock and roll hand merch with the classic bitchy logo. So I'm really, really excited about it. And everybody that I've showed it is like, this is incredible. Like, you guys are going to see. And I'm just so excited. Ugh. It's more like streetwear-ish this time around. Like, the crew neck, you wear a little bit baggier. The sweatpants are a little baggier. You know, throw it on with some tube socks, Air Forces, Docs, whatever you want to do. It's seriously such a look, and I think it's great. And I'm really happy that I was able to get it out before Black Friday, because of course we're going to be doing a Black Friday sale, and if anybody wants to snatch it up for the holidays, then they can. So yeah, so excited about that. But anyways, I don't even know where else to go. That's basically what I wanted to talk to you guys about for that. Like, this shoot is just going to be crazy, and it's the one thing that's on my mind for the next 2 weeks. So I was like, I literally can't not talk about it. All right, guys, now it is time to spill some tea. Let's talk about this week's social media shit. So listen, the first thing that was coming up everywhere was this Bryce Hall drama, okay? I tweeted and I asked you guys, like, what the hell is going on with this? And apparently, well, first of all, do you guys hear the train in the back? I can't. Sometimes living in Hudson Yards is like just ridiculous for moments like this when I'm trying to record a podcast or trying to record a YouTube video and all of a sudden you hear bah, bah. Like it's a lot. But anyways, if you guys don't know who Bryce Hall is, he's one of the TikTokers. Guys, every fucking week on social media shit, it's something with TikTok. It's insane. But he's a TikToker, I guess. So I tweeted and I was like, guys, what the hell happened? What is going on? And apparently, I'm going to say apparently. By the way, guys, you guys, I mean, you should know this by now that when I talk about social media shit, I'm just going based off of what you guys tell me is going on in the social media world. If you guys want to look more into the week's drama going on, then you guys could go and look it up yourselves and see what's going on, you know. But according to Twitter, apparently this dude attacked a restaurant server after the restaurant asked him to stop vaping. And apparently this kid has also been canceled before for a million things. Like, apparently a lot of people were tweeting me saying that he was partying a lot and throwing parties during quarantine. Someone also said that there's like a rumor going around that apparently he maybe have blown the vape smoke into the server's face. Like, that's so rude and disrespectful. Like, if you're gonna vape, do it on your own time. Don't do it at a restaurant. If the restaurant server comes over to you and says, hey, could you put that away? Be respectful, put it away. There's no reason to start, like, some huge fuss over it. And I watched the video. Apparently, there was a video of it. And I found the video on Twitter. And I watched it of, like, these people at this restaurant getting into a fight. And it's just like watching this video, the fact, like, knowing that behind it, apparently it's literally because of vaping, is kind of ridiculous. Like, what are we, 12? Like, I don't know. But that was ridiculous. The disrespect is immense. Like, that's just not cool. I don't get how people just can't be respectful. If anything, when I go to a restaurant or a fast food joint or something like that, I want to be as respectful as I can to the waiters, waitresses, the servers, everybody. Because, like, you don't know how their day is. You want to be the one person that makes their day. Don't be a shitty person making their life hard and making their job hard. Like, it takes nothing and it costs nothing to be a decent human being. So that's my thoughts on that. All right, let's move on to some good news in this week's social media shit. So Ariana Grande, okay, scrolling on Twitter, Miss Thing announced her new single called Positions coming out on the 23rd, which is when this goes up. it'll already be out. So we'll have to do a little update on that in the next episode of how, you know, my thoughts and how it is. But so excited. I think we all needed a new Ari song. We all really needed that. She came back and she's not fucking around. Okay. Also, Shawn Mendes, oh my God, my husband, guys, announced his Netflix documentary In Wonder coming out November 23rd. And I am way too excited for this. You guys know how much I love me some Mr. Mendes. Okay. And you know what's so funny is Allie, my bitchy photographer, she texted me when the documentary is announced and she goes, okay, so we're literally going to be doing a wine night when the documentary comes out and watch the entire thing wine drunk. And I was like, are you kidding me? Shawn Mendes and red wine sounds like a good time to me. So excited for that. Miss Ari, new single. Shawn, his documentary. Let's go, baby. Some positive things in social media shit for this week. All right, guys. Listen, you already know that my advice is probably some of the shittiest advice you will ever hear. Seriously, it's not that good. Which brings us into shitty life advice with Christina. So basically, here's the drill. Every week, I tweet out what you guys, the listeners, want some shitty life advice on, and I attempt to answer it. So here we go. This week's shitty life advice needing gal is Sierra? Kira? I don't know if it's Kira or Sierra or Sierra. No, it's definitely not Sierra. It's C-E-R-A. I'm so sorry, Sierra, Sarah, I don't know if I'm saying that right. And if you're listening to this, I am so sorry. Please tweet me. Let me know how you pronounce it. Clearly, guys, I'm terrible with names. Like, absolutely horrible. And if you guys, you know what? If you guys met me on tour, like on either the Mind Your Business tour or the No Filter tour, you guys would know that I suck at names. I do. I used to make fun of myself all the time on tour because I'm terrible with name pronunciation. Anyways, though, the point is that she asked how to deal with stress. And listen, this is like so simple, but so loaded. Like how to deal with stress. Like this could go a million ways, but I'm gonna try and answer it to the best of my ability based on my experience. Okay. So I obviously can very much so relate to this right now because I'm always stressed out. I tweet about how I'm so stressed out 24/7. Okay. But especially this week and next week is just like this week I'm already stressing out and I know next week is going to be literally a week from hell and I'm already thinking about it, stressing out about it. And listen, guys, like I'm still trying to learn how to cope with stress and ease my mind. But actually, listen to this. So this morning, I actually had a life coach meeting. I went and I met with my life coach this morning and I was telling her like, holy shit, Andrea, I am so stressed out. Like I have all this stuff going on for the bitchy shoot and this and that and the next thing. And oh my gosh. And she gave me this really like weird piece of advice today that actually helped me so much. Okay. And this was, she said, when I'm talking about something, when I'm quote unquote stressed, she goes, replace the word stressed with excited. And at first I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? So I'm going to give you guys an example. She told me, she's like, instead of saying, I'm so stressed out about this bitchy photo shoot, say, I'm so excited for this bitchy photo shoot, or I'm so excited for the outcome of the bitchy shoot. Okay. So in more relatable terms for you guys, instead of saying something like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out about getting all my homework done, say something along the lines of, I'm so excited for the relief I'm going to feel when my homework is done. Okay. So I've honestly learned over time when she said this, I was like, wow, because over time I have learned through her, that simple changes in your wording can make like such a huge difference with how you handle your thoughts. Okay. She taught me like so many things over the past few months of how to word things differently to make them just like a little bit easier on the mind. Okay. But Anyways, that's kind of like a thing, like internally in your head, like to kind of fuck with your wording, change up your words, so that you're thinking in a more positive light. But more like hands-on approaches to dealing with stress, these are just like a few things that I do and maybe will help you. Okay, so first thing, organize your time. Okay, put aside like set days and times to work on things and have a set stop time. So for me, I refuse to work past 7 p.m. This week has been a little different because of the video shoot, the photo and video shoot for Bitchy, sorry. But I will not work past usually 7 p.m. and I start my work around 9 or 10 a.m. and I do certain things on certain days. I break it up. So for me, on Mondays, I do everything that's related to Bitchy Apparel and Fabletics. On Tuesdays, I do everything that I need to for Bad Bitchies Only. On Wednesdays, I do everything I need to for my talent agency. On Thursdays are dedicated to editing YouTube videos. On Fridays, I do everything dedicated to the podcast. So it's like each day has a designated thing. So for you guys, say you guys are in school, be like, okay, Monday, I do my homework for history. For Tuesday, I do my homework for math. Wednesday, I do my homework for science. Things like that, break it up. Or even if you need to cram it all into one day, do something like, okay, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'm going to work on my math homework. From 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'm going to work on my science homework. From 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., I'm going to work on social studies. Like something along those lines, just organize it in a way that works for you. Also, do not work in your bedroom. I've talked about this a million times before and I mentioned it on the podcast a few times. But guys, if you have the opportunity, please work anywhere outside your bedroom, your kitchen, your living room, a coffee shop, your porch, anywhere that you could get outside of where you sleep. Keep it that way. Keep your bedroom just for relaxation and sleeping. That way, when you go to your bedroom, once you accomplish everything, it'll be like a relief and you're not going to be thinking of work because you worked in there all day, you know? Also, get off your phone or your computer or any of those devices at least like 30 minutes to an hour before you go to bed, okay? Do something relaxing instead. Something like, you know, this is going to sound so weird, but I was going to say cleaning, okay? For whatever reason, cleaning relaxes me. Something that relaxes you, you need to do, whether it's like a face mask or I don't know, read a book or meditate. For me, for some reason, I love to wind down by like cleaning, but not like strenuous cleaning. Like I wind down by like dusting my shelves, wiping down my countertops, things like that that are not like strenuous, but they still get something done. But like I said, something relaxing to you, whether it's, you know, doing your face mask, reading a book, meditating, something like that. And then also another thing is make a checklist of like basic tasks to get done and do them, because it's going to make you feel so much better because at least you got something done. By basic, I mean things like brush your teeth, comb your hair, shower, put deodorant on, eat breakfast, drink water. And when you do one of those, mark it off and you're going to feel so much better because at least you got one good thing done, something for your self-care. You're going to feel a million bucks better, I promise. So do something along those lines. And I know this may have not helped everybody, but maybe it helped one person. Everybody deals with stress in different ways. So I highly encourage figuring out something that works very specifically for you. I just gave you a few ideas, a little help, a little advice. But, you know, this segment is Shitty Life Advice with Christina. So if you listen to this and you're like, I got absolutely nothing out of that, then that's totally fine. But anyways, we are going to wrap the podcast up at that. This was actually a very short episode. I'm looking at my recording time and it's pretty short. I think this episode is going to be like 30 minutes or something like that. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. And make sure to go follow at Bitchy Podcast for updates such as new episodes. And I also post cute quotes and other random BS. And of course, go follow on my personal Instagram and Twitter account, which is Beauty Chicky everywhere, okay? And hey guys, listen, If you want some cool, fun, funky text messages, podcast updates, everything, make sure to go and shoot me a text on the Bitchy Hotline. My number is 917-540-3097. Also, text me and you'll be getting informed of the next time that you could sign up for Bad Bitchies Only, which is my exclusive texting club where only the baddest of bitchies get sent super exclusive content every single week, okay? So once again, my number is 917-540-3097. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you to all my lovely bitchies so much for tuning in. And I will see you all in the next podcast episode. So with that being said, have a great week, guys. And bye-bye, bitchies.